Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Saturday the 18th of July. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties and Fisher. The general synopsis at 1800, low southern Norway 1006, expected southern Sweden 1001 by 1800 Saturday. Low southern England 1015, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Atsira, northerly 6 to gale 8, fair, moderate or good. South Atsira, northwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in east. Thundery showers later in east, moderate or good. Forties, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northeast. Showers at first, good. Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Dogger, northwest 5 to 7, showers, good. Fisher, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west. Thundery showers later in northeast, moderate or good. German Bight, northwest 5 to 7, fair, good. Humber, Thames, north or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in Humber, showers, good. Dover, White, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 3 to 5 in West Plymouth, fair, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Trafalgar, north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later near the Algarve. Showers in west, good. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in far southeast. Thundery showers in south, good, occasionally moderate in south. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Irish Sea, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far northwest. Fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, north or northeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Hebrides, Bailey, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east. Showers at first, good. Faroes, north, backing west later 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. The weather reports from coastal stations 42300, Tyree Automatic, north 5, 8 miles, 1023, now falling. Stornoway, northwest 3, 16 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Lerwick, north 3, recent drizzle, 15 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by north 3, 13 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south 2, 14 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Boomer, north 2, 16 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Bridlington, north-northwest 3, 1019, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 3, 5 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 3, 5 miles, 1017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-northwest 3, 1016, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Channel, light vessel automatic, southwest by west 4, 1,017. Scilly, automatic, north 3, 5 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north-northwest 3, 8 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest by north 2, 6 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Valley, north 2, 6 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by north 2. Mist, 3 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Valencia, northwest by west 1. 8 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east 4. 12 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Malinhead, north-northwest 4. Mist, 4 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, west 3. 9 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday. The general situation, high pressure centred over the Atlantic, will bring a generally light to moderate northerly flow and largely settled weather to British waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in west. Showers, fair later, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, but variable 2 to 4 until later in south. Showers, fair later, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, fair later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest 4 or 5. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5. Fair at first, then showers, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers later in east, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 or 5 for a time at first. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming northerly 3 to 5 later in west. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in east, then northeasterly 3 to 5 later in east. Possible showers later in Bristol Channel. Good, occasionally moderate later in Bristol Channel. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north or northwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 2 to 4, but northwest 4 or 5 near Mull of Galloway. Fair, good. Isle of Man, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 2 to 4 in Firth of Clyde, otherwise northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in North Channel. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest 3 to 5, showers, fair later, good. Shetland Isles, northwest 4 or 5, veering north 5 or 6, then backing northwest 4 or 5 later. Fair. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the time approaching 1 o'clock, that's it from BBC Radio 4 for tonight. After the National Anthem and the Greenwich Time Signal, we'll hand you over to the BBC World Service. If you're staying up, don't forget Radio 4 Extra continues through the night on DAB, BBC Sounds and your smart speaker. Just getting underway over there, another episode of our crime drama, Young PC. Radio 4 returns at 5:30 when Alan Smith will be in this chair. The comedian Alan Davis is one of Adrian Charles' guests on Saturday Live at 9 o'clock. Reform's Robert Jenrick is Nick Robinson's guest on Political Thinking at 5:30 in the afternoon. And the West End star and Olivia Award winner Ruthie Henshaw is on Loose Ends at 6:15. Just a few of tomorrow's highlights. I'll speak to you again if you're listening on Sunday morning. Until then, this is Richard Evans at Broadcasting House in London on behalf of all of us here at Radio 4, wishing you a peaceful night. Nostar, good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. A seventh consecutive night of this. The renewed American bombardment of Iran, but how much more can the Iranians take?
If the US attacks continue for another 2 or 3 days, Iran will no longer limit itself to mere retaliation, and no political border will be safe from Iran's offensive powers.
Also,
this tells a story of destruction and invasion, but what it also tells is a story of the fate of two nations, two peoples that are forever entwined.
After nearly 1,000 years, the ultimate symbol of Britain and France's turbulent past, the Bayeux Tapestry, arrives back in the UK. And
who's the greatest cricketer on earth?
Tribute to pay to cricketing legend Garfield Sobers. That's all on the way with me, Will Chalk, after the news.
BBC News with Linda Hardy. President Trump has blamed Canada for smoke pollution spreading to the US from wildfires there. He said he'd be calling Canada's Prime Minister, Mark Carney, to find out what his plans were for dealing with them. Mr. Trump said the US was, in his words, being unnecessarily invaded by filthy, polluted and unhealthy air. He said the cost of dealing with the pollution had to be added to the tariffs Canada was currently paying. Ontario's Governor, Doug Ford, said they were doing the best they could to contain the fires.
We are throwing every single resource we can. When you have 191 infernos running right across our province, we're deploying it based on the firefighters' expertise.
The US military says it's carrying out further strikes on Iran for the seventh night in a row. Iranian state media are reporting the sound of explosions in several locations.